Okay, I'm here with the gorgeous and fabulous Alessandra Torsani.
Hello, Dr. K. It's been too long, and I'm so excited to be here. I wish it was for other things, but we'll get there once I'm done breastfeeding.
I haven't seen you since you got pregnant.
I got
That's
pregnant.
That's how it goes. We see
and
people,
I had a baby.
We keep them beautiful, and then they get pregnant, then the baby tears you all up.
Yep, and then you come back.
Yes, babies take all the life.
Yes.
Out of the mama.
Yes. Yes. Especially
I have four.
Mine. Yes.
Oh, God, I
don't
know.
That's wild.
Can you imagine having two babies?
No, I can't imagine having two at once.
That's
no.
That's crazy. It was a wild ride.
It's a lot. But it's fun. It's the best. I know.
It's the best love.
As we say
it's
that.
The best love ever.
I know.
But definitely, you've been busy. Well, tell us the name of your, first of all, for those of you who don't know, this woman is an amazing actress.
Oh,
singer.
Thank you. Thank
what
you.
What else do you dance? I do it all.
What can I say? And I have a podcast called Emotional Support, where I talk about mental health and living with bipolar 1 disorder. And it's kind of taken a turn into being more about maternal mental health.
Yes.
And the struggles of postpartum and postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression. And
yeah, it's very
destigmatizing
real.
It.
I love that you're so, she's so transparent and so open, ready to talk about what we women face that we just bury.
Yes.
I think none of our mothers spoke about it. So it's almost like we're discovering this, and it's like an age-old problem that women had forever.
Right. And I remember, you know, my mom and my aunts always talking about, oh, I gave birth and, you know, I pee my pants when I laugh all the time, you know, and you would hear these sort of things. And then this situation happens to you where it becomes super real. And I love sharing, and I talk about it on the podcast, that incontinence when you have a baby is so real, whether you have cesarean, whether you have it vaginal, it does not matter. It's because there's so much weight on your pelvic floor.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter that it just, that I pushed her out naturally or if it was a C-section.
That's so true.
And I've done pelvic floor therapy. I've done chairs where you sit and you get 100,000 kegels.
Yes.
I've done
that one. Yes.
I've done that chair. I've done everything.
Uh-huh.
And it does, and it'll be a quick fix, but it's not a permanent solution. And it's getting to the point where it's embarrassing, right? When you are out and you pee your pants and you have a baby and you're like, why is this happening to
me? Yeah, it's awful. I think it's happened to every woman. I know.
Oh,
sure.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
A sneeze, a cough, a laugh.
Yeah,
or
a walk.
Are you trying to jump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's stopped me from exercising.
Suddenly, like a little leak. Or, like, yeah. I realized that I subconsciously kegel and then sneeze.
Yes.
I had to teach myself that.
Yes.
After that's what happened.
After
so,
awesome. Yeah.
I'm so excited that you're going to try the Thermibod treatment today.
I'm so excited.
And that's radio frequency treatment to improve and tighten the texture, the tone, the strength of the vaginal walls.
Right.
It's good for lubrication and hydration. The tissues get thin down there. They've been through a lot just with normal aging, not to mention the trauma of childbirth.
Right. And I tore. And so that was something that was, you know, for me where I'm like, okay, now it's time to
recover,
fix the problem. What would you do for your skin? What would you do for your internal body? This is the
same thing. Radio frequency and ThermiSmooth is great for skin itself. So we've been doing that for years here. We do that for the neck, the jawline, to improve crinkles. And it's good from thighs to eyes.
I think that we did that on the under eyes one time.
Yeah, you've
done
it around your eyes. I do it for lipstick lines. It's really good for a lip lift for people who don't want filler and they're not ready for a lip surgery. We tighten circumferentially around the mouth, like 2 or 3 sessions. It's a heat treatment, so it heats the skin to 50 degrees Celsius, and that gives that underground contraction of the dermis, and it's long-term permanent change, and it's restructuring how the collagen fibers lay down. It helps them reorganize. Like you take the stretch of last year's bathing suit and you give it a zap and tighten it in.
It makes it so much better.
Yes. And so it's great we do Thermiba to do that down below. We also use it to improve the vulva, like the crepey texture. Sometimes the vaginal lips or the vulva can
kind
of really grow and get in the way with yoga pants.
Sure.
Make you feel not as attractive as you want to feel. Everything's normal down there, FYI. There is no abnormal, and we've had women come in and get filler to improve the vulva, filler to improve the labia. We've had women have surgery to cut off the labia, do labiaplasty.
Wow.
We have women who are au naturel. We respect it all, but the reality is, like, people have different desires and wants down there, and we just want to help to build that into a really healthy, well, it's like normal your face. Tissue.
It's yes. like you want to look the best version that you possibly can, however that is to you. So you should do the same thing to your vagina.
Exactly. So you can treat internal, external. It's good for orgasms because it stimulates circulation. And we can treat at the roof of the vagina where the G-spot is and, like, internally improve blood flow there. So all those
this
things...
This just sounds like benefits all around for everyone.
Yeah, it does take 3 to 6 sessions. We recommend you do a package of 3. We're excited to do women's wellness because we've been doing it for patients with Sculptra treatments. Mm. And they're doing this a lot in Brazil, Sculptra to treat the for men and women.
Really?
The perineum.
Yeah.
Yes. That really improves it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then guys can also do this type of technology that you talked about.
Really?
Sit in the chair and do the electrodynamic contractions of the pelvic floor. There's some research that shows that it's good for guys who have impotence or have issues with erectile dysfunction. So, yeah. MCELA is a magnetic kind of coil chair that helps contract. You can do like 30,000 kegels.
It's crazy. And like it truly did work temporarily. But it was not something that I feel like it was just a lot of time consuming and you had to do it a bunch.
Yeah.
So this is going to be...
I think a lot of women are scared of the idea of getting a shot down there, the O shot, this is the P shot for guys. So we do that too with platelet-rich plasma.
What does that do?
What does that do? It also boosts collagen production, circulation, blood flow, orgasm, everything. So it's regenerative treatments for down below. But some people don't want to do shots. So in your case, I highly recommend the Thermes tube, which is heat treatment. Feels like a hot stone.
Yeah.
You're going to relax. You're going to just like, it's very fast and simple.
Yeah. So, well, I'm truly so excited. And
the urinary incontinence symptoms definitely improve.
Yeah. And that's what I'm here for. So I'm so excited.
All my new moms and moms who've had babies a while ago and you're just experiencing it. And you don't have to like walk around wearing pads. You can actually treat the root cause of the problem.
Yes. And let me tell you, with the amount of money I've spent on pads and stuff like that, it adds up so much. So this is exactly like the kind of thing that I need.
So exciting. You had a baby girl.
I did. Her name is Lady.
She's precious. Yeah, I see your cute pictures with her.
Yeah, she's cute. She's a fun time. She's
a
good time gal.
Her whole life changed because when I first met her, she was like acting on Big Bang Theory.
Yes, I was on Big Bang Theory.
Whose girlfriend were you?
I was Raj's girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love that show.
Yeah.
And are you still acting?
I'm still, you know, doing the podcast and now just full-time mom, you know? And it's... But it's fun. I don't find my life has particularly changed because she comes along with me.
Yeah, she's going to be really outgoing.
She's a Gemini like me, so we're in trouble.
Well, what a lucky husband you have.
Yes, he is very lucky.
What tips do you have for
What tips
new
do I have for new
mothers?
Moms?
First, what tips for women thinking of getting pregnant?
For tips for women who think about getting pregnant, I would say, first and foremost, make sure you have a good support system around you because there are many cases where it's super normal, where maybe a miscarriage may happen or there may be a complication in the pregnancy and you don't want to go through any of these things alone, especially 10 months of carrying a baby around. It can be a lot on your mental health. So whether it be a therapist, whether it be a family member or a friend or a stranger that you maybe meet in a pregnancy, you know, community help, self-help group, there's a lot of those out there.
That's a good suggestion.
For new moms, my number one tip is, for breastfeeding new moms, is get the silver medallion cups that go on your nipple because it's the only thing, you know, you're supposed to put salves on your nipple and stuff. But this is the only thing that is a quick fix that immediately cools and relief, and it's safe for the baby as well.
Dang, I've never heard of those.
Yep, so these are
like
new things.
Cow balm or something.
I also, when I had engorgement, I would put on the cabbage leaves. So I had those. That was a thing.
Drinking fenugreek, either fenugreek tea or you buy the tablets, it increases your milk production. I took that the whole time for the twins.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and breastfeeding is number one most important thing, and all women should do it. It reduces your risk of breast cancer dramatically. It is literally the best way to burn off calories. Like,
yeah,
you can run marathons or you can breastfeed. Yep. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's really great for getting your body back
into shape. I can't believe
you
did it with twins, too.
Oh,
that's
my gosh. I wiped that breast pump everywhere, and I pumped during, like, in between surgeries and while I was dictating, while I was driving. I had a car breast pump. I'm like a crazy woman. I had a shawl on my shoulder and driving. And
you were just pumping and moving, you know? Exactly. Wow.
And after baby comes?
Baby comes, I would say, like, you don't have the support of the doctors that you would, like an OB, as you would during the whole pregnancy. And I feel you only go in once. They cut you loose. Yeah. And you go in once for your postpartum checkup. But I would say, if possible, the doctors are not always available for, you know, support. So find a support system. And make sure that for the first 12 weeks, you know, it is going to be hell and high water, but you are going to get through it. And try to support
yourself. Every day is a small battle, but you survive.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 months later, you're like, I'm doing it.
And you
I'm
did
alive.
It.
I can get out of the house.
Yeah, you
I
did
can
it.
Brush my hair again. It's
so
great.
Community, I think, is the number one important thing for pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, and postpartum.
You have to clone yourself, ladies. Let's not be deluded. There's no perfect moms out there.
No, and if they are,
they're lying. We all are surrounded by, you need a good, you know, hopefully you can get a grandma, a nanny, a sitter.
Yeah.
And you need so much help.
Or just even a mom, I feel like, Facebook group, you know, where you can, hey, I have a question, you know, my baby's 8 weeks old and this happened. Is this normal? Like, have you guys experienced that? Because sometimes you don't have a doctor right away that you can talk to about
it. So many tips and tricks that people will tell you that are not widely known.
Like the cabbage on the boobs.
All right. Those are amazing tips. You girls, take notes. Send me some questions.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out Alessandra. What's your Instagram handle?
At Alessandra Torresani. It's a mouthful, so just look up Alessandra and you'll see it.
There you have it. And you can find us on Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Come and check out Thermi. Thermi Smooth for your crow's feet, your neck laxity, things that you're not ready for surgery for. We can zap that and
that's
improve
so cool.
it. And summer's here. It's great for cellulite dimples. So that's the Thermi Smooth. And Thermi Va is down below.
And something you can do when you're breastfeeding, which is what I'm doing.
Actually,
so that's the most important part was...
Baby steps, working on stretch marks, stomach creeping, all of that.
Yeah.
It's important to feel good about yourself. Period. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.